Boker Tov, today's daf is daf Chof Dalet in Tanis. Again, we learned for a four shlema, for everybody needs a four shlema. Rafael, I think his name is Rafael Chaim ben Chana, Rav Alon's son, Rafael Yehuda ben Chana, and Neil's father is Nachum Tzvi ben Golda. All right, in the last line on Chaf Gimel and Beis, it is as follows. Rabbi Yossi Barabban HaVishchiach Tamed, Rabbi Yossi Diminyukras. Again, more stories today. Interesting, some of them hard to understand. Rabbi Yossi Barabban used to learn at Rabbi Yossi from Yukrat. He used to learn in his yeshiva. Shafke, but he left his yeshiva also come to Rashi. He came to Ravashi's yeshiva. Yom Achad, one day, Shamei de Kagaris, he heard that Ravashi said, Amar Shmuel, this is what he darshan, he learned this memra, Amar Shmuel, Hasholodag Menayam, if you capture a fish from the sea, B'Shabbat, on Shabbos, Kivin Shiyavish Bo Kassel, as soon as an area of a coin has dried up on it, you're chayav for killing him on Shabbos. Now, what about capturing? Capturing, you're speaking about a case where it's already captured. It's like at a fish pond. So it's already captured. You're only chayav for killing it, which is Natilas Neshama on Shabbos, like also chayav for Shechita. So here, there's no Shechita by a fish, but if you kill it, Amalei, so Rav Yossi Barabban said, Amalei Velema Mar, why don't you say Ubein Santir? It's only when it's dried up as much as a coin at the fins. In other words, even if you throw it back into the water afterwards, you've already killed it. Even if it's still shaking, you know, fish, they could shake around a little, but even after they're really dead, your chayav, he says, why don't you add on after the fins? Because Amalei Velo Savalei, Amalei Velo Savalei Mar Dahi Rav Yossi Barabban Amra, don't you know that was Rav Yossi Barabban who said that? Then, in other words, why didn't you say it in his name? If you're adding on Main Sefer, why don't you add it in his name? Because the Gemara says that Omer, that if you say something in the name of the person who said it, you bring a gula to the world. You're not supposed to repeat something, like as if it's your own. You're supposed to say it in the name of the person who said it. So don't you know that it was Rabbi Yossi Barabban who said that? Why didn't you quote it in his name? I'm like, I'm you. I'm the one. I don't have to quote it in his name because I'm him. I am Rabbi Yossi Barabban. I'm a Levalav Kamed Rabbi Yossi Yukras. So that's you? I thought you used to learn in Rabbi Yossi Yukras' yeshiva. Didn't you always learn over there? So why did you leave his yeshiva and come to my yeshiva, my Ravashi? A person who doesn't have rachmanas on his son and daughter, how could he have rachmanas on me? Now, the Gemara is going to tell us some very strange stories about his son and daughter and how. And how Rav Yossi Minyukris was such was so adamant and punished them in a way that we can't understand. He was on a different level, and he punished them. He says, "I don't want to go near him. He's a tough guy." So therefore, he left his yeshiva. Therefore, Rav Yossi Barabban left Rav Yossi Minyukris and came to learn in Ravashi's yeshiva. What was the story? Bray my havi. What was the story of his son? Yomachal one day havi agri leagir b'daber. One day, the Rav Yossi Minyukris had. I guess besides being a Rosh Hashiva, he also had some workers he had out in the field of plantation. So he had hired some workers out in the wilderness. Nugalu, it got dark, but the ice he lifted, he didn't bring him any food. Custom was he had a supply of lunch. So the workers told the son, Kafina, we're starving here. I mean, there's the boss, your father hasn't brought us any food. So Yosef Tusnas, they were sitting underneath a fig tree, who wasn't ripe yet. There were no fruits yet. Amr ta'ina ta'ina. So the son said, fig tree, oh fig tree, oh tzipor asecha, please give forth your fruits. In other words, miraculously, they produce fruits. So my father's workers may eat. Afiku, so the tree gave forth fruits miraculously. The father came back. Amr lahu, lo tinkitu b'daicha, don't be upset with me. The Haida Nagana, the reason I was delayed, a mitzvah tzrichna, I was busy with a mitzvah. I was very, very, very busy with an important mitzvah, and therefore I've been delayed. V'ad hashta havita sagoy. Until now I was delayed and I was busy with this mitzvah. Amrulei, rachmanas becha, let the Lord satisfy you, like your son is satisfied. Don't worry, your son satisfied us already, let the Lord satisfy you that way too. Where did he get food from? They told him the story. The father got very upset. You troubled the Lord to cause a miracle to happen, to have the fruits come forth before its time. he cursed his son that his son should also leave this world before his time. It's an amazing thing, hard to understand how a father can curse a son that way. We can't really understand it. The only thing you could say is Rabbi Yossi ben Yichus was a great Tana, and he understood the ways of the world. We learned before that it's not good to have miracles happen, because when you cause a miracle to happen, or a miracle happens on your behalf, that takes away from your merits. In other words, you're really losing your share. Maybe felt that the whole family would thereby be cursed. So he was very upset. Huh? Yeah. Right. I'm saying, I answered. Yeah, I understand. They said that he's going to die first because of that, because he lost. I know, but I understand that. He was really cursing him also. You know, he didn't just say, "Listen, you should know that what you did wasn't such a good idea, because by getting your merit now, your life might not last that long." He didn't really say it like that. He just said, "May you be gathered before your time." He really cursed him in a way too, and in fact, he cursed him in a way which could have been above and beyond that. And if you understand, maybe it was above and beyond. His days might have, you know, we don't know that the merits meant, or maybe he was destined to live 100 years anyway. Maybe he just didn't have the extra merits. We don't know how long the person was supposed to live. So it's not clear. The story is very, very hard to understand how a father can curse a son that way. He was on a special madrega. In other words, he was such a madrega. He says, how can you do such a thing, you know, to cause the world to change just because of some food they could have waited? I was bringing some takeout in just a little bit of life. Could have had some patience. He's trying to teach him something there, but still, obviously, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin didn't like it too much, because Rabbi Yossi says, I don't want to be near a guy like that, you know. He didn't say, oh, he's on a great madrig. He said, I don't want to be near a guy like that. I'd rather switch yeshivas. Another story happened with his daughter. Bar Seymai, he was still with his daughter. Habibasi had a daughter, Bar Seymai, who was beautiful. Beautiful daughter. Yamachal, one day, Chazi Alugavi saw a man, Davi Karibovtsi, he was knocking down the hedges, like, you know, peeping a hole in the hedges. He was a peeper. The Kachazila, to look at her. Amrlo, Mahi, what are you doing? What are you doing looking at her? Amrlo, Rebbe, in Lokalos, if I can't marry her, the Rosalos, at least I'm not going to be Zokha to see her. I wanted just to look at her. Not to look at her, nay, just look at her. Amrlo, Biti, told his daughter, Kamatsars Labraisi, you're troubling the human beings. Shuvi Lafra, return to your dust. Vayikoshlu, Bech, so people shouldn't be nechshel by looking at you. What was her? Here again, you can interpret and say, well, she should have been more modest. She shouldn't have, she shouldn't have shown her beauty so much. But still, it's hard to understand how a father can curse his daughter that way. Have a little chama. It was on, but you know, Rabbi Yossi ben Yukas, you know, held, was on a very high level, and he insisted that his children also live on such a level, and very, very hard to do that. He had a donkey. Whenever he would rent it out, you know, hire out the donkey for, let's say, you know, rent a donkey, every time you rent out for a day, in the evening, would bring back its hire on the back. In other words, people would rent out the mule, the donkey, and then whatever it cost, let's say it cost $5 a day, they would put the $5 on the back of the donkey, and he would go home with it. Right? Bring it home to the master, to this Rabbi Yossi ben Yichus. If he took too much money, if he put $6 there, $4, the donkey wouldn't move. In other words, miraculously, the donkey knew to come home only with the fixed amount of money that was set for its hire. Yomachai, one day, Inshu Zuga, the sandal up. One day, the people who rented it had forgotten the pair of sandals on the back of the donkey. Lawsley, he didn't come. He wouldn't move. Adashiklan, until they took it off them, you know, because he was on such a high level, because he couldn't take anything that wasn't his, you know, that wasn't 100% fair. But notice, you know, he wasn't mochel on the $4, and as he wasn't safe to give his less, he was mocked. It has to be exactly the right way. You know, there's a tremendous amount of hakpara. So that's what I went in. Elazar Ishbirsa, another story, different person. Elazar Ishbirsa, he was such a tzaddik. When the Gabbai Tzedakah would see him, usually Gabbai Tzedakahs, those are schnorrers, collectors, right? They always used to go after everybody. Now, usually what happens is when you see a Gabbai Tzedakah, you run the other way. You know, you're at a wedding, the guy comes around, you look the other way, you know, right? But these Gabbai Tzedakah, when they saw him, they would turn away. Why? He gave away everything. People came to him, he just gave him a shirt off his back, literally, gave him everything he had. One day, his daughter was getting married, he went to buy her a dowry. The Gabbai Tzedakah saw him. They tried to hide, they ran away, because they didn't want to take all his money, because he knows if they meet him, he's going to give him everything. He saw them, he spotted them, and he ran at them. Amalu, I'm going to make you swear. But Maya's like, what are you looking for now? Who are you collecting for now? There's an orphan and an orphaness, whatever the words, a boy and girl orphan, we're marrying them off, they have no money. I swear by the base of Midrash, Shehen Kol and Bita, they come before my daughter, even though all my money now is for my daughter's dowry, I'm giving you the whole pot. Shekel Kol and Ahavik Badei, he took everything, and the other gave them, Pashlu Chad Zuzah, but he found one small Zuzah, one coin was left in his pocket. Zavalechit, he bought some wheat with it, a small amount, but also, and he went, Shadi Ba'achla, but he put it in his granary. Also, the business wife came, Amrullah, the Bar, she told the daughter, Ma'asvach, what did your father buy you for your dowry? Amrullah, Koma the Icy, whatever he bought, Ba'achla, she said, whatever he bought, he put it in the granary. In other words, like, she didn't say that he bought very, very little. Also, the Miftach, Baba, she came to open up the door of the granary to see what was inside. And of course, normally there would be very little inside because he only bought a little small coin's worth of grain. Chazas Achba de Morichat, but she saw that the granary was full of wheat because Nafki Bitsina Dasha, it was so full that it was sticking out from the hinges of the door. In other words, miraculously the whole granary had filled up with wheat and it was like pushing out so much. Well, Miftach Baba Mechita, she couldn't even open the door. In other words, it was like stuck in the door jam, couldn't even open the door because it was so much grain sticking out. Also, so the daughter then saw this and went to the Beis Medrash. Amalei, Borei Ma Mas Al Chavachad. She said to her father, "Look what the one who loves you, the Rebbe Shalom, look what he's done for you. He's filled up the whole granary with wheat." Amalei Havoda swears by the Beis Medrash. Harein Hegdish Alecha. They are like Hegdish. In other words, they're not yours. Ve'in Lachaban Ela Kachad Min Yisrael. You only have the right to take as much. It's not all yours. And it's because he didn't want to benefit from the Nisim. As we learned the other day, that if you benefit from Nisim, they take away from the Zechuyot. She says, listen, so he told her, this is the house for granny, but I'm giving it to all, you're not really Hegdish for a base of English. She means, I'm Makdish for all the Aniyim. You could take as much as, you know, it's like Hefker for all the Aniyim. Rabbi Yehuda Messiah, Rabbi Yehuda.
Maybe when the Kabbalah stuck and said, I'm collecting for Yasmin and Amman, he meant his daughter and his
wife. Yeah, but they weren't orphans, yeah.
Yes, but
they were like orphans, they had no money.
It's
yeah.
The one in the Turkey Ovos.
Yeah.
It's very, Turkey Ovos suggests that this sort of mita is not its interest at all, but it's riches.
Yeah. It's hard to understand.
Yeah,
so like
the mine is yours.
Yeah. Give it, right.
That stove or something like that. Crazy.
Yeah, well, it's not only a stone, but the other way is made of stone. I mean, the other way. Of course, it's not made of stone. Yeah. It's hard to understand, but they were, again, you have to say, like you read the story with Rabbi Yossi and Yukas that he cursed his kids. You have to say, they're at such a level, we just can't understand it. You can't understand the level that they were on. Yudin Nasiyah, he was the grandson of Yud of Rebbe, the son of Ramgliel. Gosser says he was Gosser Tanis, back to the fast. He goes to Tanis because of the Tsaros. There was no rain because of a drought. He didn't go. No rain. Look at the difference between Shmuel Hanavi, Shmuel from Rasi, who asked for rain and rain came to him in this time. To me, Yehuda ben Gamliel, I asked for rain, nothing happens. Oilo Lador Shekain Nitka, woe unto the generation who stuck with me. Oilo Lamisha also beyom of Kach, woe unto the person who's like, you know, who also beyom of Kach, that this happened in his generation. So Cholish died, he felt very bad, because he couldn't do from rain. Also Metro, then the rain came. As the rain comes, when a person is humble, when a person realizes how bad, how low he is, then the rain comes. We'll see that several times today. The Bainasi goes to Nesa, in the house of the president, they were Gozer Tanis. Well, they didn't let Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish know about the fast that they were Gozer tomorrow. But the next morning, they let him know. We learned before, remember that you have to cobble the fast either afternoon before or at Mincha in the Shemoneh Esrei before. So we didn't even cobble. And we could be some on them as we're part of the community, and therefore we can fast with them. Again, the president's house, they Gozer Atanas, the rain didn't come. Tanala Oshia, Zira, Zira de Minchavia, Oshia, there were several Oshia, so this is Oshia, he was the youngest of the Chevra, of the Tamir Chum there. He said this pasuk, if from the eyes of the congregation, meaning the people who see, the leaders of the community, that we made a shkaga, Mashal Akalas, like a Kalashi Bebe Savia, Kozma, she if her eyes are good looking, you know, she looks good, and Kukovas, you have to check her, Padika, and there are troopers, but if her eyes are blue, if she's blue, then Kukovas, you have to check her. Here also, he was saying that they were goes Tanis, but it's the leaders. In other words, the reason we're in a drought, the reason we're in Tsaros is because it's the leaders who, the reason we have a reason we're in Tsaros is because of the leaders. The leaders are bad. So the servants of the president came for Amalei Sudah, so they put a handkerchief around his neck. They were like torturing him. Amulei, but most of the people in the city told him, Shafte, leave him. The Harnami Mitzaralon, he bothers us too, but keeping Chazin, the Chomil Hashem Shemayim. He wants to say that everything he does is really Hashem Shemayim. We let him go. Atunami Shafkitu, you should also, Shafku, you should also leave him, because he needs it Hashem Shemayim, even though he's somewhat disrespectful, and but he's telling the truth. Rabbi Gassar and Sisal also met her. Even Rabbi himself was Gozer Atanis, because it was of a drought, and rain didn't come. Nachskame Ilfa, so Ilfa went in front of him, but Amilei Rab, Ilfi, some say it was Rabbi, and Nachskame went down before him, and went down, Mimakam Krasi Hashem went up to the podium and to start davening. Omer Mashavuach, Van Asazik, as soon as he said Mashavuach, the winds came. Omer Degoshavas, the winter rains came. Omer Lei, Mayav the, who are you? Who are you that, you know, I asked for rain, nothing happened. Who are you that you, what do you do that you bring rain? Amalei, Diana Bakusta Dechika, I live in a very, very poor town. Teles Bechama, the Kedusha of Avdallah, there is no wine for Kiddush and Avdallah. Terechna, but I go a long distance. Vasina Chama, the Kedusha of Avdallah, but I bring special wine for Kiddush and Avdallah, even though the town doesn't have any. Umafkin Lei Bechavos and Amoise, everybody, they're Chob. If I'm a Zakanim in this Mitzvah Daraisa, and therefore I have a Schus, and when I asked for rain, rain came. Rav Ikla, who asked from went to the city, goes to the Nesav Lossam Eter again, rain didn't come. This is Rav. Noskamet, Shlich Tzibur in front of him. Omar, Mashavuch, the same thing. He said Mashavuch, but Mashavuch, Zika, and the winds came. Omar, Aragashim, Lossam Eter, and the rains came. Omar, Mach, what do you do? You must be a great tzaddik if you were able to bring the rain. Omar, Mikri Dautkana, I am a teacher of small children. I'm a little Rebbe, I'm a Rebbe of small children. Makun Lebene, Aniyah, Kamezire. And I give the same service to the poor as to the rich, even though they can't pay. Whoever media and whoever can't afford it, I don't take anything from them. This period the cover, and I have a fish pond. B'chaman the pasha, any of the kids who don't want to learn, meshchidnalei, I bribe them. I give them some candies. I give them a piece of fish. Mashkinah from the fish pond. Masadrile, you know, I fix up the fish. I gut it. I clean it. I give it to them. Mafasinale ad the osi v'kar until he wants to read. In other words, because of that schus, he was able to bring rain. Nachman goes to Tanis. Nachman goes to Tanis. Why Rachman also meant the rain didn't come. Amar Shakur Nachman Chavutim and God. He said about himself, "Ah, take Nachman, take me and throw me down from the wall. I'm not worth anything." Lara Cholish Daitin, when he realized how bad he was, how lowly he was, then the rain came. The rain always comes. Barshalom loves humility. Rabba goes to his famous story. Rabba goes to Tanis. Rabba goes to Tanis. Boy Rachman also meant the rain didn't come. Amulei. Well, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda preceded you. Rabbi Yehuda is from the early Amoraim. Not Rebbe Yehuda, not Rebbe, but Rabbi Yehuda. Kevin goes on the season, got a Tanis. Also, Mitra Rain did come. Amulamayav, what can I do? Imishim to me, what can I do? If it's because of learning, and I'm glad this is similar to the Gemara in Brachas, remember? That Meir Kahana, Zachon Vach, used to always quote. Imishim, if it's because of learning, and I'm glad we learn better than them. The Mishnei Rebbe, the years of Yehuda called to me, but Zikan Avi. All the yeshivas, all they learned was Avakama, Avamatsiyah, Avasra. That's all they learned. Va'anan, must come the same. She said, we learn all she said. We learn the daf. We have a matter of Yehuda, Uktzin, of Yehuda, and Uktzin. We learn this Mishnah. Va'ishish, Kavesh, is just Yerek, Mekneh. For a woman is preserving vegetables in her pot. Amila, or some say, Zaysim, Shekopshin, Betarfeim, olives that were preserved with their leaves. Now, normally the leaf is considered like a yad, a handle. And if tum is extended to the yad, it extends all the way to the item itself. But if they're preserved, then the leaf usually falls off, and therefore it's not considered a yad, and therefore it's tahar. So even if the yad becomes tamei, the fruit is tahar. So when they learn that, Mishnuksen, Amar Havayin, Rav Shmuel, B'chazin, Rav Yudas, to say, oh, I see, this is like, I see a big machlokas here, Rav and Shmuel. It's a very difficult gemara to understand. Vanan, Kamastina, B'uksen, place of assistance. We have 13 yeshivas, who all they do is learn uksen, because we're so deep into it. So in terms of learning, we're better than them. Rav Yudah, but Rav Yudah, ki have a Yishalav Chad Nisan. As soon as he takes off one shoe, so to speak, takes off his shoes to be misfouled, to afflict himself like we do on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. As soon as he takes off one shoe, Asamitra. Right, on Yom Kippur we do it be malach, not because of mourning, but it's also an inui. It's a sort of an inui. You're taking off your shoes here also. So as soon as he takes off one shoe, rain comes. Banan, because we can cry the whole day, but like Dash Kwan, nobody listens to us. If it's because of something we've done, the Ika, the Chazamid, if somebody can say what it is, please step forth, lay malon, please come forth, tell me what I've done. why is it that Rav Yehuda brought rain and we can't? Rav Yehuda didn't learn as much as we're learning, and yet he asked for rain, he got it right away, and we cried all day, we get nothing. What can the leaders of the generation do? Shein Dor and Dami Yafa. Obviously, our generation doesn't warrant it. The Gemara in Brachos, of course, gives the answer. What does the Gemara in Brachos say, remember? Why were they Zocha, even though we learn better than them? Because they are Moser Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem, remember? Then they are Moser Nefesh, and more in Daf Chof and Brachos, and Moser Nefesh. Therefore, Hashem answers them. We, even though we learn more, we're not Moser Nefesh like they are, and therefore we don't know Zachar. Rav Yehuda, Havi, Chazahanu Beitrei, saw two people Daf Kaparzi Beripto. This is the story of Rav Yehuda when he took off one shoe. He saw two guys who were like throwing bread around, acting, it's honest with bread. Omer Shmami Laikis Vayabom. So you see, there's plenty of food in the world. Yovene, he gave him the eye. Havi Kiftim turned into a famine. Amalei Rabban Ravkana Braid Rav Nechunya Shammai, they told Tisham, this is the Shamas of Rav Yehuda, Ma Dishkir Kameh, you're always there, Naseya, force him to Lepik the Pis the Sam Shika. Make him go out from the door that's right near the Shuk, he should see the Shuk. Also that he did that, Vinafa Kashmir went out to the Shuk, Chazaknufya, he saw a large crowd, Amalu Maihai, what's this large crowd of people here in the Shuk? Amalei, Akusfa the Tamri Kameh, they're standing here for a bale of Rashi learns that, professor learned that it's like a leftover junk of the dates, like a large mass of dates in a basket. They're all fighting over a few lousy dates. It comes davin that's being sold. Amr Shmami Nakaftim. You see, there's a famine in the world. Amr Leila Shamei told this Shamas, Sholafli Masana, take off my shoes. Sholafli Chadasan, as soon as he took off one shoe, Basar Mitra rain came right away and so to speak, finished off the drought and the famine. Kimatul Mishav Achrinah was going to take off the other shoe. Also, Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hishav Zachrinah, if you take off the other shoe, Achrinah Liam, I'm going to destroy the whole world. In other words, you're being Matriach Levarashim too much. You start with one shoe, you're going to start the other shoe, you're going to be asking for more things, he'll destroy the whole world. Again, how do you understand that? Omar of Mari, brother Shmuel, I know the Kamina Aguda. I was standing, Rakhman Rashi was standing at that time when Rav Yehuda did this. Aguda Nahar Papa, I was standing on the bank of the Nahar Papa of that river. Chazon Malach, I saw Malachim, angels, Yidmu Lamachi, who appeared as sailors. The Kamaisi Chala, they would bring sand, Umalena Larbin, fill up the boats. And it turned into flour, into fine flour. That's what I'm saying. Everybody came to buy the flour. I told them, Mehola, don't buy from me, the Maisa Nisim, because it's Maisa Nisim. Again, don't touch Maisa Nisim. It's dangerous to deal with Nisim, right? We saw before. It'll be knocked down from Yisuchuyot. Who knows? Don't stay away from Maisa Nisim. The Malchais and Arba, the Chitit, the Perzina. Next day, a regular boat of wheat came from Perzina, and they bought it from there. Rabbi Ikla Agrunya, he went to that town, because of Tanisa, the loss of the rain didn't come. Amalu, Bisukul Yama, everybody should sleep on it, but Tanisa, sleep in your fast. In other words, continue the fast overnight, sleep on it. You'll, when you're really hungry and you sleep, you'll have some hallucinations. The next day, he told Mika, the Chazachim, did anybody see a dream? And if that's late, lame, say, come forth and say, Amalu Rablazer, my Agrunya, Rosa said, with the diakon, they read to me the following thing in my dream. Bechalmi, they said, Shalom Tov, good greetings to you, Larav Tov, to a good rabbi, May Ribun Tov from the Adon, from the master, from the Rabban Shalom, the Matuba Meitavama, who gives good things to his nation. Omar, so when Rabba heard that, Shmami, you see, from Ace Ratzon, the outside Ace Ratzon, me boy Rachmi, boy Rachmi, it's a good time to ask Rachmi, boy Rachmi, also Mitra, now rain came. So rain didn't come the first day of the fast, when he said sleep on it, and when a good sign came to them, they asked for rain, and rain came. Ho Gavad the Chayiv Nigda the Baby, Deidina the Rabba. There was a person who was Chayiv Malkus in the Bezdin of Rava, Mishum the Baal Kus, is because he had slept with the Shiksa. Nagde Rava. So Rava punished him. He gave him lashes. Umeis, he died. Ishtam Milsa Beishover Malka. Beishover Malka heard about that. This is sort of like the story of Moshe. He killed a Jew. And Shvor Malka, the king, the Goyish king, heard about it. Boy, let's serve Rava. He wanted to punish Rava. Amalei Ifra Hormuz. Ifra was Imeid Shvor Malka. The mother of Shvor Malka told him. It's always the mother, the queen mother, always, calling the shots, right? Even though he's the king, he's got to listen to his mother, right? Even though Shvor Malka, my boy told his son, don't have anything to do with the Jews. Don't mix in with the Jews over here, Badi Doi. The Choma, the boy, whatever they ask from their God, Yovlu gives them. Amulah Mahi, what do you mean everything they ask from the God? Where do you see that? He says, well, he asks for rain. Rabbi asks for rain and from the Lord and they get rain. So don't start off with them. They're powerful. Amulah, Haomishim does in the Mitru. That's different. That's because it's in the time of the winter. The rain comes in the winter. Even if he wouldn't have asked for it, rain would have come. Elabor Rachma, let's see if you could ask for rain now in the summertime, the Tkufas Tammuz. Velaysa Midlensia. Shochalei l'Rava. So she sent to Rava, she liked Rava, she told him, concentrate the boy Rachmid Lesmet, concentrate, the rain should come right now. I'll show my son. Boy Rachmid Lesmet, the rain did not come. Amavon Rabar Shalom. Pasuk says, Alkim Bazneinu, we heard, Mazneinu Shemana, Lord, we heard with our ears. Avosainu Sipala, our fathers told us, Paul Palti, you did great deeds, be maimim there, they make him in the early days. But then he's saying, Vainan, Bazneinu, but we didn't see anything, please do something. Asumit, rain came. So much rain. At the shelf of Marzari, the gear says Mechuzah, until the gutters and the houses of Mechuzah, the thing was poured water into the Tigris River. That's how much rain came. It poured off their, they gushed off their houses into the river. Asavua, the father came as Chazle Vachalma, the father of Rava came, appeared to him in a dream. Va'omerle said, Mika, the Mitruch Kamishmai Kolai, is there anybody who's bothering Rosh Hashanah? What do you need all this for? They don't need rain now in the summer. Why were you Mespaul? The rain should come in the summer just to show him that you're being Matriach the Rosh Hashanah too much. Amalei told him, Shandich, better switch your places, and don't sleep in the same bed that you normally sleep to, because you're causing too much trouble up here. Shandich, he changed his bed. Lamacher Ashkei Demirshim Parayi B'Sakin. Rashi explains that Shadim had cut up his bed with knives because it was bothering things too much. In other words, it was soiled stuff. So he got out of it that way, right? For Hormuz showed the sun, look, he was able to bring rain, but caused too much tsar upstairs. Too much, you bothered the Rosh Hashanah too much. Rabba, Papa goes to Tanis of Mitra. Papa was goes to Tanis, rain did not come. He felt very bad because he was not able to bring the rain. Sar of Pinka the Daisa. So he swallowed down like some hash, some food. Boy Rachme, again, the loss of Mitra. Amar Rav Nachman told him Bar Ush Bazar, that's the name, Bar Ushparti. Rav told him, Isarf Mar Pinka Chrita, the Daisa Asim Mitra. Maybe you ought to eat some more. In other words, you don't eat when you're being misfouled. The holy thing is being misfouled when we talk only for not eating. So what were you eating for? He says, maybe, here, have some more, like you made fun of him. Have some more to eat. Maybe that'll help. You know, like have some more, like you made fun of him that way. Ichsef, he was embarrassed. Macholish Daite, he felt very lowly because of that. Then rain came. Again, we see when there's anivus, when their person feels badly, then the rain came. Rav Chanina ben Dosa. Before we had Cholish Libe? That is, that's what we had for. I think Cholish Libe is more, I think when we have Cholish Libe is more, no, I'm not sure if there's a difference. I was remember Cholish, was it Cholish Libe before? I didn't notice. Cholish Daiti many times also means, I always use it to mean he lost confidence. Yeah. Lost confidence, because we talk about that, Dilma Cholish Daiti, we have, like I told you about the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, about, you know, don't do these simonim, because if the simon is bad, you know, Cholish Libe, you'll feel bad. And as you lose your confidence also, it is. And here also, felt bad, lost his confidence, felt weak, and therefore the rain came. Alright, so, Machina Mendoza, famous, Malfeis, Habakkuk Baruch was once walking on the road. Also, Mitra rain came. Almost for Baruch Shalom, call him Kumas, everybody's happy because there's rain on their fields. Machanina Betzah, but I'm in pain because I'm walking on the road here. Also, Mitra rain stopped. Kimat Labase, when he came to his house and he was not a farmer, right? Omer Lefan of Barshalom, call him Kul Betzah, but he's inside because there's no rain. Vachinim Nachas, I'm okay because I'm at home, so I don't care if rain comes. Also, Mitra rain came now. Omer Yosef, Mayahani Le Tzlus of the Kohen Gadol, what does it help even the Kohen Gadol's tefillos on Yom Kippur when he's mispalo, you know, that when he's mispalo, we'll see what the tefillah was. I guess Rechim does it. He mispalo tefillah katzar beis chitzam. In the outer chamber, he was mispalo, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was mispalo small tefillah. My master was him, Rav Mechana, Rav Arada, Rav Mitavai, Mishmed, Rav Yudah, Yerazim of Nachashem Mokenu, Shetei, Hashana Zuk Shuma, this year should have rains, Ushchuna and Ha. Shchuna, Mayasi, was that hot? Adarab, agrees that's bad. What kind of tefillah is that? Ali, Shchuna, if it's destined to be hot, take shuma, let there be rain between and dew. And as there should be, at least there should be, the crop should grow because there should be plenty of rain. By Karsavach, tefillah Savar Drachim. The tefillah of the people who are on the road, who always inspire no rain, don't listen to those tefillahs. So here you see, what does it feel like that? And then there should be rain helping us from Chanina Medosa. When Chanina Medosa, when he was walking, he asked for no rain, they listened to him. Chavachabed, Rav Messiah, Mishmeid, Rav Yudi, Finshav, Lo Yad, Ovid Shilton, the Beis Yuda. He said the Kohen Gadol's tefillah ended off with, there should never be the Shilton should never stop from the Beis Yuda. There should never cease to be rules from Beis Yuda. And they saw shouldn't come on to need from one another, below La Amacher. Just to finish off this piece, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, B'chol Yom B'yom Basko Yotzes, the Basko goes out every day. V'Amar Es Kolam Kulin Es Mishvil Chanina Badot B'ni, the whole world gets sustenance because of Chanina Basan. V'Chanina B'ni Dayo B'Kav Chub Mirav Shabbos Lerav Shabbos. He has enough of one chub of carobs. Huh? What's for? Mishvil me? Can lots of Geshem. He didn't need any Geshem. So he says, the point is that V'chanina B'ni is only because, all because of the tefillah, because he's a Baal Mofes, and he himself doesn't need anything. He's very poor. One carob, well, a bunch of carobs from week to week is all he needs. And then we'll continue on tomorrow about his nisim. So up to the last line on the dot.